Philadelphia teens can find themselves at the center of the city's gun violence crisis. Violence prevention was a popular theme at the annual MLK Day speech competition hosted by the Thomas and Woods Foundation. WHYY's gun violence prevention reporter Sam Searles speaks with this year's winner.
The theme of this year's contest was Love Thy Enemy. While first place winner Kayla Waddington's speech focused on self-love, the 16-year-old has been active in the gun violence prevention space throughout high school. Last summer, she was the leader of Councilmember Isaiah Thomas's Enough is Enough steering committee. The initiative conducted a citywide survey that included 1,300 Philly teens. Waddington says the study found what people her age have been saying for years. Young people in Philly don't feel safe.
So it's kind of inhibiting my teenage freedom, so to speak. I watch television shows and like sitcoms where all the teenagers in the suburbs are just going out. And I'm like, I want to go out. And my mom's like, you don't live in the suburbs.
Along with Waddington, several more finalists and winners of the MLK Day oratorical contest were honored by city council members during Thursday's session.
This being Black History Month, what better group of people to acknowledge and celebrate than young people who are using their voice to make a difference?
Waddington says she wants to get more young Philadelphians involved in violence prevention.
I don't want to say I'm the voice for all teenagers in Philadelphia, but at least one person who actually is a teenager instead of just having grown-ups who don't really understand what's going on make all the policy decisions.
Sam Searles, WHYY News.